praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies, grace, and love toward us. Thank you for every good thing you have given to us for free. Thank you for your power that is working in our lives and situations to perform your desires in our lives. Thank you for your interventions that we get every time we call upon your name, every time we cry out unto you for help. Thank you for being so caring toward us. Thank you for having compassion on us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. For making all things work together for our good. Thank you for doing signs and wonders in our lives to glorify your name and to shame the devil. Thank you, Jesus. For perfect peace you have given to us, perfect joy, perfect comfort you have given to us. Thank you, Lord. Be in Jesus' name. We thank you for doing impossible things in our lives, or moving us forward with speed. Thank you for everything you are doing to a better Christian, into an obedient Christian, a faithful Christian. Thank you for everything you're doing within us, doing in our hearts and souls. Thank you, Father. Commitment to this ministry. We thank you for your commitment to always hear and answer our prayers. We thank you for your light that is shining in this ministry to expose lies, deception, and every work of darkness. Thank you for your fire that is burning in this ministry to destroy the works of the devil. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you because your thoughts toward us, your thoughts concerning us are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give us a glorious future, a good future. Thank you. Hear, Lord, this evening, this this midnight, this day, to seek your face, to ask for your interventions, for your helps. Oh Lord, hear us from your throne this night. Hear us and answer our prayers. Visit everyone here and those that will still join. Give us a new blessing. Give us breakthroughs. Give us deliverances, healings, victories by your mighty hand in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for you beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs before I will call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised? I will call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised? So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. Altered. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised? Who is worthy to be praised? I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised? So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Oh, blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. Do you know why I believe in Jesus? Do you know why he's so great? After 3 days, he rose from the dead. I've never seen a God who rose from the dead like Jesus Christ. That is why He's Lord. He's Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He's Lord. Jesus is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, He is Lord. He is Lord. He's the King of the universe. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. That wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, name, Jesus, the name I know, there is no other name. Wonderful name, Jesus. Wonderful name, Jesus. Wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know, the name I know. Emmanuel, Emmanuel. His name is Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Bright and morning star, Emmanuel. Your name is God, your name is God. Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Jesus, your name is Lord, your name is Lord. Emmanuel, wonderful counselor, Emmanuel. Emmanuel. The great physician, Emmanuel, Jesus, your name is God, your name is God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, your name is He's Lord, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King, a beautiful, excellent God, we bow before glorious God, be you. beautiful King, excellent God, we bow. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glory of God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glory of God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. All will see how great. All the earth will see how great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. And all will see how great. Every eye will see how great is our God. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like him. Alpha, Omega. There is no one like him. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like him. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like him. G-I-E. Changing every life, we worship you, Jesus, we worship you, you are he, you are here, healing every sick, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle walker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle walker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You are so great. greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord, great are you, Lord, great are you, Lord, King of glory, great are you, Lord, great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you, great are you, Lord. You are so great and mighty, great are you, Lord. Jesus, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. There is no one else like you. Great are you, Lord. There is no one else like you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Mighty Redeemer, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You do mighty miracles, great are you, Lord. You open doors, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You are who you are yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never fail. You never fail. You never change. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me. Jesus, you are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself. You've proven yourself in my life. And I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to fail. You are too faithful to fail us. You are too faithful to fail. You are too faithful to disappoint us. You've proven yourself in our lives. And we have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail us. Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. You remain the same, the same. Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain the is the Lion. Lion and the Lamb. The Word of the Father. Forever you remain. You remain the same. The same. Lion and the Lamb. The Word of the Father. Forever you remain the same. There is power, power, wonder walking power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder walking power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, there is power, power, wonder walking power. In the blood of the Lamb, there is power, power, wonder-walking power. In the blood, in the precious blood of the Lamb, unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord, be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord, unto the Lord, be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord, be the glory, great things he has done, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord, be the glory, great things he has done, oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father. We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Do you believe his name? Your name is higher than every all the names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Hallelujah, He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. I will enter His gate. I will enter His gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His court with praise. And I will say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Hallelujah. He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Begin to worship and bless His name. Adore Him. Magnify Him. Exalt Him. Glorify Him. Worship His majesty. Worship the King of the universe. The King of kings and the Lord of lords. The God of heaven and the earth. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the One who was and is to come, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the Alpha and Omega. Worship and praise Him. Worship Him, for He alone is the Lord. He does mighty works. He does mighty miracles. He does great signs and wonders. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. There is none like Him. He rules forever. He reigns forever. He alone gives eternal life. He alone will judge all things. He alone knows all things. He alone can do all things. Glorify Him. Magnify Him. He is the creator of all things. And He is the one holding all things together. Worship Him. He is the pillar that holds our lives. He is the hope of our glory, the hope of our salvation. Worship Him. Only Him speak and His words come to pass. Only Him can bring things out of nothing. Only Him can change unchangeable things. Only Him can reverse irreversible things. Worship Him. Only Him can lift up a man, and that man will never go down. Praise Him. Only Him can forgive sin. Only Him can save. Only Jesus can save. We praise You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. We have no other God beside You. We have no other rock to lean upon. You alone is our fortress, our helper, our defender. We worship You, Lord. If you can't help us, no one else can. For our trust is in You, and we can do nothing without You. Blessed be Your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. Amen. We're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, "Thank You, Lord, for Your strength that is keeping me going forward." Say, "Thank You, Lord, for Your strength that is keeping me going." Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. There are many times you feel like giving up, but the strength of the Lord will say, "No, don't give up. Continue to move forward." Thank God for that strength. There are times you feel like losing faith and trust in God, but the strength of the Lord will say, "No, continue to trust Him." Thank Him for that strength. There are times you feel discouraged, but the strength of the Lord will say, "No, don't be discouraged. Be strong." Thank God for that strength. Say, "Lord, thank You for Your strength that is keeping me moving through the storms of life, through the uncertainties of life, through limitations, discouragement, and satanic attacks." Say, "Father, thank You for Your strength that is keeping me moving forward. Thank You, Lord, for Your strength that is working in me, moving me forward, keeping me in the faith, keeping me in righteousness. Thank You, Lord, for Your strength. Thank You, Jesus." In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, "Thank You, Lord, for shining Your light in my life. lighten up my life. So thank you, Lord, for shining your light in my soul, in my spirit, to brighten up my life, to take away my confusion, to guide me through the right path. So thank you, Lord, for shining your light upon me. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for shining your light upon me. Thank you, Lord, for shining your light in my life, to brighten up my life, to clear off my confusion, to save me from being misled, from being deceived. Thank you, Lord, for shining your light in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank Him again. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for my good, including the things the enemy designed to hurt me. Say, thank you, Father, for making all things work together for my good, including the things the enemy designed to bring me down. Say, thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for my good. Open your mouth and thank Him like that. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Nisha hesesushia nishtara. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for my good, including the things the enemy meant for my downfall, including the things the enemy designed and programmed to hurt me. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for my good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. We're going to continue from where we stopped. We have been praying with the book of Isaiah 54. For those of you who were here on Wednesday midnight, we have been praying with the book of Isaiah 54. So you can open your Bibles to that place. I decided to read from New Living Translation so that you can understand very well Isaiah 54. Now I'm going to read verse 3. It says, "For you will soon be bursting at the seams. Your defendants will occupy other nations and resettle the ruined cities. For you will soon be bursting at the seams." Yeah, what that means, what it means to burst at the seams, is that there will be so much blessings in your life that you won't be able to contain. Yeah, it's just like when someone keep pumping. When someone keep pumping air into a balloon, at the point when the air becomes too much than the capacity of the balloon is going to burst. Yeah, it's going to burst. So God is saying that He wants to release blessings into your life at this time that you will not be able to contain, because it will be too massive, it will be excessive. I don't know if you believe this prophecy that God is going to multiply blessings in your life that your life cannot contain. If you believe, you are going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, fill my life with massive blessings that is beyond what I can contain." Say, "Father, fill my life with great blessings, massive blessings that is beyond what I can contain." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Massive blessings, spiritual blessings, physical blessings, financial blessings, excessive blessings that my capacity cannot contain. And will not be able to contain. Oh Lord, fill my life with such blessings. Fill my life with blessings to overflowing, such that the blessings begin to overflow because they become too much. Oh Lord, do this word in my life. Fulfill this word in my life. Fulfill this prophecy in my life. You said, "For very soon I will be bursting at the seams." Lord, let this word come to pass in my life. In the name of Jesus. Fill my life with so much blessings that such that there will be no more room to contain them. Let this happen in my life, Lord Jesus. Let it happen in my life. Let it happen in my life. Let it happen in my finances. Let it happen in my spirit. Let it happen in my career. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. If you want to receive overflowing blessings from God, you must have this attitude that I want to talk about now. You must be someone that depends on the grace of God and not on your own strength and not on your own wisdom. You must be someone that depends on God's grace. Not someone who feels like there are things you can fix on your own. If you feel like you can fix things on your own, fix things with your intelligence and smartness and wisdom and strength, you cannot receive overflowing blessings from God. But when you have learned to trust in God for everything, when you have learned to depend on God for everything, then you will be bursting at the seams. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Spirit of the living God, teach me to rely on God at all times and not on my strength and not on my wisdom and not on my intelligence and not on my smartness. We have many smart people in the world that are suffering. They are smart, but they are suffering. We have many wise people. They are wise, but yet they are suffering. So, Spirit of the Living God, teach me to rely on God at all times, to rely on God for everything. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, teach me to rely on God for everything and not on my human strength and not on my human abilities and not on my human wisdom and intellect. Teach me, Holy Spirit, to rely on God and not on my smartness and not on my academic endowment, academic qualifications. Holy Spirit, teach me to rely on God and not on my knowledge and not on my senses. Holy Spirit, teach me to rely on God for everything and not on my feelings or emotions. Holy Spirit, teach me to rely on God, to depend on God for everything, to depend on God for prosperity, for success, for strength, for victories, for promotion, for elevation, for every good thing. Teach me, Holy Spirit, to depend on God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. As somebody defined faith as forgetting trust him. That is F-A-I-T-H. Forgetting all things, I trust him. Forgetting all, I trust him. That was the definition someone gave faith. And that definition is true. Sometimes to really trust God, you have to forget many things. I remembered some time ago when I was in the nursing school as a student nurse. I was reading one of our textbooks, you know, in the nursing school and the medical school, you will have to read many big textbooks. So we used to have very big textbooks. Yeah. So I was studying one of the textbooks that talks on sicknesses. Yeah, they call it medical surgical. A book. Yeah, the textbook talks about sicknesses and how to manage them, how to treat them, the line of treatment for every sickness. So there are different kinds of diseases and sicknesses in that book, and how to, you know, treat them. So as I was studying that book, the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, by the time you know how God heals people, or maybe I should put it this way, he was saying after I have learned from him how God heals people, that I'm going to throw away these books. That I'm not going to need this book. Because the way he heals people is not what is not according to what is written in this big textbook. Yeah, and this is some years ago, maybe over 10 years ago, but I still remember everything he said. So what I'm trying to say here is that to trust God, you need to forget even the knowledge in your brain. All those knowledge that says this is how this thing work. Yeah, this is how that one work. You need to throw away those knowledge, forget them, and trust him. Forget about the impossibilities. How is this possible? How can this happen? You need to forget those things and trust him. Only through that, I mean, only through doing that can you receive overflowing blessings from the Lord. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to forget all, to trust you. The Holy Spirit, help me to forget everything, to put aside everything that I know, everything my senses are thinking. Holy Spirit, help me to lay aside everything and trust you. Oh, open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every thought of impossibilities, every thought of limitation, every thought of science, technology, that is affecting my faith. Holy Spirit, help me to forget them. Every thought of the economy is bad. The economy of my country is bad. How will I survive all those negative thoughts that is affecting my faith? Holy Spirit, help me to forget them. Help me to lay them aside, to trust God fully, completely, in the name of Jesus. Continue to talk to God like that. Say, Spirit of the living God, help me to forget everything and trust God. To forget everything. To forget everything. Even the things the devil is doing in my life. Even the things the devil is doing against me. Help me to forget everything and trust you and trust in God's power. Help me, Holy Spirit, to forget the strength of the enemy, to look away from everything the enemy is doing against me, everything the enemy is throwing at me, and trust you. Help me, Holy Spirit, to forget the things that I know in my brain that is not allowing my faith to be strong. Holy Spirit, help me to forget them all. Help me to put them away in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, for you will soon be bursting at the seams. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, let your anointing that attracts favor, let your anointing that attracts favor appear in my life and begin to walk in my life. Your anointing that attracts favor, that attracts blessings, that attracts helps and help us, let that anointing appear in my life and begin to walk in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, your anointing that attracts favor, increase, blessings, helps, prosperity, let that anointing begin to walk in my life. Let that anointing appear in my life and begin to produce great results in my life. In the name of Jesus, your anointing that connects me with favor from men, your anointing that makes people favor me, your anointing that makes people support me and promote my vision and sponsor my vision. Oh Lord, let that anointing appear in my life and produce results. And produce great results right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Another thing that will help you to receive overflowing blessings from God is when you have hunger, a deep hunger in your heart for God. Strong hunger in your spirit. in your heart for God. Yeah, when you have that hunger, you will receive overflowing blessings. God is looking for Christians that really want Him, and not just the things He can give. God is looking for people that really want Him, that want more of Him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in my heart a strong hunger for God, for the things of God. Create in my heart, plant in my heart a strong hunger for the Lord and for everything that is in Him. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Holy Spirit, plant in me a strong hunger. Jesus said, plant in me a strong hunger. Plant in my heart. Plant in my soul. Plant in my spirit a strong hunger for God, for everything that is in Him. Create such hunger in my heart, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. A strong hunger, a never dying hunger, an hunger that cannot be quenched by anything. Let that hunger be rise from my heart. Let such hunger rise from my soul. Hunger for God and for all that is in Him. Holy Spirit, give me that hunger. In the name of Jesus. Hunger to know God. Hunger to please God. Hunger to draw closer to God. Hunger to become like God in holiness, to become like God in righteousness, in purity. Holy Spirit, fill me with such hunger right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 54, verse 3. It says, for you will soon be bursting at the seams. Your descendants will occupy all the nations and resettle the ruined cities. Now, what that means is that you will have such a greatness that we have, that will make you to have a global influence. Yeah, you will have such greatness that will lead to a global influence. Yeah, such that many countries will open their borders for you to enter because they know that you have money to spend in their country. One of the ways to have access to every country in the world is to actually have a lot of money. I'm just using that as an example. When the governments of countries, when they know that you are a very prosperous person, they know that you're not coming into their country to come and drain from their economy, when they know that you are coming to their country to even bless their economy, to bless many lives, so they will quickly open the door of their country for you to come in. Yeah, that is what it means. So God is able to give you a kind of greatness that will make you have a global influence, such that many countries of the world, they will want you to come in. They will want your children, your descendants, to come in, because they know that you are blessed of God. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, bless me with such greatness that will give me a global influence. Such greatness that will give me a global influence, a global recognition and influence. Bless me with such greatness. Open your mouth and pray like that. Bless me, O God. Bless my calling with greatness. Bless my ministry with greatness. I believe you're praying like that. Bless my career. Bless my vision. Bless my purpose with greatness, such that I have global influence in the name of Jesus, such that the nations of the world begin to call for me to enter into their lands and be a blessing to them. Oh Lord, bless me with such greatness. Bless me with such greatness. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, bless me with such greatness that will lead to global recognition and influence, such that the whole world will not be able to deny that I am blessed of God. Such influence that nations will not be able to deny that surely God has blessed me, that surely God is with me. Oh Lord, give me such greatness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. And not only that, it says, and resettle the ruined cities. Resettle the ruined cities. It means you will have enough blessing to make things that appears to be things that appeared to have been destroyed, damaged, spoiled. You will have blessings to make them beautiful. Yeah, like you restore something that is an object of shame, and then you suddenly restore that thing to become an object of glory and honor. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, bless me with overflowing blessings that will enable me to turn to turn things that have been damaged, to turn them into glorious things, to give glory to things that have lost glory, to beautify things that have been damaged, things that have been spoiled by the enemy, to transform the lives of people that have been damaged. The Lord bless me with overflowing blessings, to give glory to things that have lost their glories. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, bless me with overflowing blessings, to give glory to things the enemy have ruined, to give glory to the lives of people that have been ruined by the enemy. Bless me with overflowing blessings to build up things that have been damaged, to become glorious, to become beautiful, to become elegant, to become an object of attraction. Oh Lord, bless me with overflowing blessings, to restore the glory that have been lost in my whole life and in the life of others. To restore the beauty that have been lost in my whole life and in the lives of others. So Lord, bless me with overflowing blessings. Bless me with overflowing blessings to repay the things the enemy have damaged. Bless me with overflowing blessings to fix the things Satan has destroyed. Bless me with overflowing blessings to help the poor and the needy. Bless me, Lord, with overflowing blessings to give hope to the hopeless. Say, Father, bless me with overflowing blessings to set the captives free, to transform lives, to liberate destinies in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. I don't want you to limit God in your heart. Some people find it difficult to trust God when it comes to massive, when it comes to, how do I say it? When they need some massive resources, massive blessings. That is, they want to do some things, and to do those things, they need a lot of money. They need massive blessings or massive resources. At that point, they begin to doubt because they feel like, how is it possible? Some will feel like even the richest person in my country does not have such money. And then they feel like, can this really happen? Can God really bless me this much? Yeah, don't think like such people. God is able to give you overflowing blessings. Blessings that will be too much to count. Not because God wants you to spend those blessings on your own greed or on your own selfish interest. It is because God has given you a calling, a purpose, And that purpose is big, is great. And that is why God will give you such kind of blessings. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive a mind that does not limit God. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive a mind that cannot limit God, that cannot limit God's power, that cannot limit God's greatness. I receive such mind right now in the name of Jesus. Such mind that cannot doubt. Open your mouth and pray like that. You need that kind of mind to get overflowing blessings from God. Say, I receive a mind that cannot doubt God. Say, I receive a mind that cannot limit God. I receive a mind that cannot limit God's power. I receive a mind that cannot limit God's grace, that cannot limit God's authority and dominion. I receive a mind, a new mind, that cannot limit God's fullness. I receive such mind right now. In the name of Jesus. A mind that is able to trust God for impossible things. For things that has never happened before in history. I receive such mind right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. In verse 4, Isaiah 54, verse 4, it says, fear not, you will no longer live in shame. Can I hear your amen? Fear not, for you will no longer live in shame. This is God talking. He said, fear not, for you will no longer live in shame. And so shall it be. Your family will no longer live in shame. Your children will no longer live in shame. Your spouse, your siblings, your parents will no longer live in shame. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I trust you with all my life. I trust you with all my heart. Let me not live in shame. Let me no longer live in shame. Let shame be far from my life. Let shame be far from my family. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Lord Jesus, I trust you with all my life. I trust you with all my heart. I trust you with everything you have given me. Do not let me live in shame. Let shame be far from my dwelling place. Let shame be far from my marriage. Let shame be far from my home, from my family, from my ministry, from my calling. Let shame be far from my life. In the name of Jesus, I trust you, Lord, with the whole of my heart. I trust you, Lord, with the whole of my life. Let shame be far from me. In the name of Jesus, I depend on you, Lord. I rely on you forever. Let shame be far from my life. Let shame be far from my family. Let shame be far from my dwelling place forever and ever in the name of Jesus. Let there be no shame in my life forever. Let there be no day where I will suffer shame. Let that day never exist in the name of Jesus. Let that day never exist where I will suffer shame and disgrace. Let that hour never exist in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, don't be afraid, for there is no more disgrace for you. Don't be afraid, for there is no more disgrace for you. These are powerful promises from the mouth of God Himself. Don't be afraid, for there is no more disgrace for you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let all the powers of darkness and agents of darkness that want me to suffer shame and disgrace be the one that we have the shame and disgrace. The powers of darkness, agents of darkness, that want shame for my life, disgrace for my life. Oh Lord, transfer the shame upon them. Transfer the disgrace upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. To neke kushila, stegeta ha jujeste negala. Powers of darkness, agents of darkness, forces of darkness that are planning shame for me, planning disgrace for me. Oh Lord of hosts, transfer the shame unto them, transfer the disgrace unto them right now in the name of Jesus. Let it be them who will suffer shame. Let it be them who will suffer open disgrace, public shame, in the name of Jesus. You have said in your word that there is no more disgrace for me. Therefore, let those who are planning shame and disgrace for me carry the disgrace and carry the shame right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let them be the ones to carry the shame and the disgrace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Today, many Christians have made money their God. They have made money their God. Money has taken the place of God in their lives. And that is why they are even poor. Because when money becomes your God, you are even not going to have money. How do I say it? When money becomes your God, then money will put you in poverty. I mean, the spirit in money will ensure that you are poor. Now, how does money become your God? When your trust is in money and not in God. When all you are looking for is just to make money. Yeah, but you are not looking for God's for God's blessing. You are just after money, you are not after God. That is when money becomes your God. So those people who have made money their God, it is either they have money and then they have sorrow with it, or they don't have the money at all. Yeah, that is what happens to them. It is either they have money and then they are always full of sorrow with the money they have, or they have no money at all. So the spirit in money will either make them to have more sorrows with the money they have, more pains with the money they have, or will not make them have money at all. So as a Christian, you must make sure that your trust is not in money, but in God. How will you also know that your trust is not in money? It means you are going to be happy when you have little or no money. That's how you will know that your trust is not in money. If you are happy and joyful when you have little or no money, that is a sign that your trust is not in money. But if you lose your happiness and joy and comfort and peace when you have little or no money, then that is a sign that your trust is in money. Yeah, and people like that, they can't be blessed by God. So you're going to pray. Yeah, people like that, they can't be blessed by God, and the people like that will be shamed. They will suffer shame because money will fail them, since that is where their trust is. But when your trust is in God, your God will not fail you. Even when you don't have anything, your God will manifest. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I withdraw my trust from money. I put my trust in my God. I put my trust in my God. I withdraw my trust from money. I put my trust in my God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Those who trust in money, they suffer shame a lot. And I don't want you to suffer shame. God don't want you to suffer shame. There, I withdraw my trust from money. I put my trust in God. For only my God cannot fail. For only my God cannot fail. I withdraw my trust from mammon. I put my trust in the Lord. I put my trust in the Creator of the heavens and the earth. I put my trust in the Creator of silver and gold. I put my trust in the Creator of all things, in the Creator of all flesh. I put my trust in my God. I withdraw my trust from money in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. we have some people who we say, all I need is just money. I just need enough money. I'll be able to fix this, fix that, fix this one, fix that one. Yeah. So every time they'll keep saying, all I need is money. And that statement is very wrong. Oh, all I need is just money. No. All you need is God. Not money. Yeah. All you need is God. Not money. Yeah. But the reason why they make such statements is because they feel like nothing can be done except I have money. Money is just what I need. But a lot of things can be done by God without money. Yeah, without you working for money or begging for money, a lot of things can be done in your life. Some people, they feel like all I need is just a better paying job. That is not all you need. All you need is God. Then God can decide if he is going to use a good paying job to bless you. Yeah, God can decide whether he will use that or not. All you need is God, not money. So make sure you are not making that mistake. All you need is God and not money. God can decide that you should stop working for money and that he will take care of you and he will take care of you. Yeah, because he is all that you need. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to magnify your position in my life above money. So Lord, help me to raise up your place in my life, your position in my life above money or above anything that brings money. So Father, help me to raise up your place in my life above money. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. What I'm telling you, what you are learning here, these are the secrets to overcome shame and disgrace. Say, Father, help me to exalt your place in my life above money, above the things that brings money. Help me to exalt you in my life. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father, to consider you as the source of my blessings and wealth and not money and not my job. Help me to consider you as the source of my riches and wealth and not any job or any business. Help me, Lord, to magnify your place in my life above money. Talk to him like that. So, Lord, help me to consider your place in my life as the source of all that I need. Help me to consider you as the source of all that I need. And not money, and not anything that brings money or can bring money. Help me to make you the source of all that I need. Help me to look unto you for all that I need and not my job or salary or money or whatever. Help me, Lord, to get it right. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. been, we are still in Isaiah 54, verse 4. Don't be afraid, there is no more disgrace for you. You will no longer remember the shame of your youth and the sorrows of widowhood. Yeah, now what that the widowhood there means is that, you know, for a long time the people of Israel, they had, you know, drawn away from God. You know, God usually called them their husband. Yeah, God, you know, God have used illustration of husband and wife to describe his relationship with the people of Israel. Yeah, so because they have drawn away from God, so it's more like they have lost their husband. Yeah, but God is saying that all those shame they suffered when they went away from Him, when they draw far away from Him, He said they are going to forget them all, and all the sorrows they suffered. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, bless me with overflowing blessings that will make me forget my sorrows, that will make me forget the sufferings I have gone through, the pains I have gone through. Bless me, O Lord, with overflowing blessings that will make me forget all that the enemy has done to afflict me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Bless me, Jesus, with overflowing blessings. In my spirit, overflowing blessings. In my soul, overflowing blessings. In my body, overflowing blessings. In my life, overflowing blessings that will make me forget all that the enemy has caused me to go through, all the attacks and pains and sufferings and battles and challenges that the enemy has made me to go through and to suffer. Oh Lord, bless me with overflowing blessings that will make me forget the shame I had suffered. That will make me forget the sorrows I had experienced, the pains I had gone through. Bless me, O Lord, with overflowing blessings. That will make me forget the poverty, the scarcity I had suffered. Bless me, Lord, with overflowing blessings. Thank you, Lord. That'll make me forget the mockery I had suffered, the afflictions I had gone through. Bless me with overflowing blessings. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I said it during the last prayer session for those of you that were here. Yeah, I said the power of increase, the power of multiplication that is in Christ Jesus has the ability to multiply good things. To multiply good things. In your life. These good things is not only physical things. Yeah, It also includes spiritual things. It also includes healing, divine healing, and deliverance. Yeah, it includes transformation. Yeah, so God can multiply spiritual things in your life. And you know that spiritual things controls physical things. I believe you know that. Spiritual things controls physical things. Because it was spiritual things that created physical things. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, with your power of increase, multiply spiritual things in my life. Multiply spiritual blessings in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Jesus, multiply spiritual things in my life, in my body. Multiply spiritual things. Multiply your healing anointing, your healing power in my body. Multiply your power, your grace in my spirit. Multiply your power and grace in my soul. In my body, multiply spiritual things in my life with your power of increase. Multiply spiritual things in my life. Multiply spiritual things in my spirit until I am completely delivered from the powers of darkness. Until I am completely delivered from satanic bondage, from demonic slavery, from marine spirit. Lord Jesus, multiply spiritual things in my life until I have complete deliverance. In the name of Jesus, multiply spiritual things in my spirit. Until I am totally healed in my spirit. Until I am totally delivered in my spirit. Multiply spiritual things in my soul. Until I am totally healed in my soul. Until I am totally delivered in my soul. Multiply your spiritual things in my body. Until I am completely healed in my body. And completely delivered in my body. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You can transform into a personality, into a person that can no longer be caged by darkness, be controlled by darkness, be oppressed by darkness. Yeah, these are high level deliverance. And some people think deliverance is all about casting out devils. Of course, that's deliverance, but that is not, that is low level deliverance. Yeah, deliverance is beyond removing darkness from where they are or removing demons from where they are in your life. High level deliverance means that your life change, into something that darkness can no longer possess or oppress or a slave. That is high-level deliverance. When you become a personality that darkness can no longer afflict, a personality darkness can no longer control, they will come close to you, they will touch you, but it will just be as if nothing touched you. That is high-level deliverance, where they hit you, they do many things, and then it's just like nothing happened. They try to manipulate you, and it's just like nothing happened. You are not even, you can't even feel what they are doing. And yes, they are so close to you, but they can't do anything. That is high-level deliverance. And it has to do with transformation. That you become something that can no longer be enslaved and controlled by darkness. And I wish that that kind of transformation will happen in your life. So you're going to pray. You're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, with your power of increase, transform me into a personality that can no longer be controlled and enslaved by darkness. So, Lord Jesus, with your power, transform me into a personality that can no longer be controlled and enslaved by darkness, by demons, by forces of hell. Open your mouth and pray like that. Jiste e hasusi shistela. Teshujena endetega pasna. Lord Jesus, use your power of creation, your power of multiplication, your power that is able to create and recreate. Use that power to change me into a person that can no longer be oppressed by darkness. Change me, Lord, into such personality darkness cannot oppress. Such personality, witchcraft cannot affect, witchcraft cannot conquer. Change me to such being that can no longer be enslaved by demons, enslaved by hell, enslaved by death, enslaved by sicknesses and diseases. Change me to that person. In the name of Jesus, Lord, change me into that person right now. Change me into that person right now. Change me into that person right now. Thank you, Lord. Change me into the person that cannot be oppressed by Satan, controlled by Satan, manipulated by Satan. Change me to such a person. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray two more prayer points. Then we will round off the session. The words you speak can either change your life for good or change your life for evil. So you must watch the words you speak, just as you must watch the thoughts you think. The whole universe respond to those two things. I mean, the entire universe, every physical thing on earth both visible and invisible, they respond to your thoughts and your words. So with those two, you can either make your life beautiful or make your life ugly with those two things. Even the people in darkness, they understand the power of your thoughts and words. I mean, the agents of Satan, they understand. So if the people in darkness understand these things, why is it so difficult for you to understand? And for you to watch your thoughts and words. If the people practicing magic, practicing sorcery, they understand the power of their thoughts and words, why is it so difficult for you as a Christian to understand the same thing and watch those two things? You're going to pray. Yeah, the Bible tells us that the power of life and death is in your tongue. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, teach me how to change my life for good through my thoughts and words. Say, Holy Spirit, teach me how to beautify my life. How to change my life for good through my thoughts and words. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Teach me. Help me. Teach me, Holy Spirit. I believe you're praying. Help me to change my life for good, to redesign my life through the power of my thoughts and words in the name of Jesus. Teach me, Holy Spirit, to redesign my life, to build my life, to build my marriage, to build my career, my family, my home, through the power of my thoughts and words, through the power of my meditation, imagination and confession. Teach me, Holy Spirit, to change my life for good, to transform my life through the power of my words and thoughts in the name of Jesus. Do not allow me to damage my life through my thoughts and words. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point you're going to pray . You need to be careful of the people you share the issues of your life with. You need to be careful with people that you share your plans with. Some people have wrong spirits working with them. And that spirit is a destroyer spirit. So sharing your plans with them, sharing your dreams with them, can destroy those dreams, can destroy those plans. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to surround my life with people that have the right spirit. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to surround my life with people who have the right spirit, so that I can move forward. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to share issues of my life only with people with the right spirit. Help me to share details about my life, details about my plans, only with people with the right spirit. Help me to surround my life with friends, with people who have the right spirit. People who have the right spirit that will help me move forward in life and destiny. Help me to only move with such people. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we are so grateful for your steadfast love toward us. Thank you, Lord, for being so kind and merciful toward us. Thank you for your power that is always available to us every time we come together here to pray. Thank you for the things you have opened our eyes to see during the course of the prayers. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that every good thing you have determined to multiply in the lives of your people in this season, Lord, without delay, begin to multiply them right now in the name of Jesus. Just as the people in those days presented 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes unto you for you to multiply, and you did multiply them. O Lord, I ask that you release your power of multiplication into the lives of everyone here and begin to multiply every good thing in their lives. Multiply them now in Jesus' name. Everything they have surrendered to you in their lives. Oh Lord, multiply them now in Jesus' name. As you have revealed to us from your word, that there will no longer be shame in our lives. That shame will have no place anymore in our lives. Lord, I ask that you confirm that word in every life right here. In the name of Jesus, let the scripture be confirmed in your life right now. Let the scripture come to pass in your life right now. In the name of Jesus, the same people who are waiting to mock you, who are waiting for you to be put to shame, who are waiting to say, where is your God? Why hasn't your God helped you, the God you have been serving and calling upon? I decree that they are the ones that will be put to shame in the name of Jesus, because your God shall visit you. Your God shall help you. Your God shall transform your life. Your God shall heal you and deliver you in Jesus' name. And your God shall change your story and give you a brand new beginning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.